Hi, everyone. This is Bob.
And this is Dennis.
You're listening to a show on the Radio Nostalgia Network,
which is also a member of the new Blueberry Network
at blueberry.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Dennis with the Radio Nostalgia Network. And we have a sponsor. It's GoToMeeting. Getting to and from meetings, as you know, can be a waste of time and money. Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting, flying to headquarters for a half-day training session. This doesn't make sense. Save time and money by meeting online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, invite people to meet online. During your call, they see your computer screen on their monitor. Meet as long as you want, as often as you need, for one flat rate. So try GoToMeeting for 45 days, no credit card required. Just visit GoToMeeting.com and type in the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com and type in PODCAST. We get credit every time that's done, and you will benefit, and we will benefit as a network. So try GoToMeeting free today. No credit card needed. Now, this is important because it helps support the Radio Nostalgia Network and our great programming. Thank you very much. Welcome to Cowboy Theater, your source of great westerns. So sit back and let's enjoy another great western. This week, The Lone Ranger. Plagued from the Sky, from December the 19th, 1947.
Of dust and a honey, Harold Silver, the Lone Ranger.
California rose to fabulous heights of wealth and power. One of these was Arnold Gearson, whose wealth reached out to develop the vast resources of the Far West. Unlike the thousands of gold seekers, adventurers, and parasites who sought to grab only what they could hold in their hands, Arnold Gearson was in the Far West to stay. Gearson saw the growing influx of disreputable elements and knew that they could and would destroy what he and others like him had wrested from this land of promise. He decided to strike at the heart, the infamous Barbary Coast. In an effort to stamp out the viciousness, Gearson sought for and found the Lone Ranger. This masked rider of mystery, though reluctant to leave the plains and mountains of the cattle country, answered the call and soon found himself fighting a new type of criminal in the Barbary Coast. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. Come on, Ranger, rise again! Faster, boys, faster! The most vicious and deadly enemy ever to invade the United States landed an army at San Francisco just before the turn of the century. It was an army with greater striking power and more destructiveness than all the military campaigns of history. A well-organized and highly efficient Legion of Death. Its battle charges and soldiers numbered millions. In reality, the battle charges were rats, the soldiers fleas, and their poison a disease that has killed more men than all the wars since time began. Bubonic plague. It had its beginning on the waterfronts of Yokohama, Bombay, Batavia, Singapore, and 100 different ports of call for ships that were sailing west. And at each port, the sound of the embarking army was always the same, the swift, scuttling feet of small, curved claws. Slinking along docksides, under wharves, and climbing mooring houses, thousands upon thousands of seedy black eyes peering intently through the darkness of the ship's hold. This was the army of invasion. But San Francisco and Chinatown knew nothing about it. And in the back room of Barbary Coast Cafe, called Little Casino...
Seen anything of Mac Barber around here?
Mac Barber? Well, how would I see him?
He shipped out for the Orient over 6 months ago.
And he's shipping back. Out of dock on the flood tide, either tonight or sometime tomorrow.
You ever hear of Quan Kung?
Quan Kung? Listen, Bart, all them Chinese names sound the same to me. They're just like the Chinamen that wear them. They're all alike.
Quan Kung is no Chinaman. She's a Chinese goddess. The goddess of mercy.
What's the idea?
Now, tomorrow night, there's going to be a big to-do up in Chinatown. They call it the Feast of the Lanterns. All the Chinese dress up in fancy clothes with masks and have a parade.
I don't get it.
They carry a lot of them idols. They call them gods and goddesses in the parade. Most of them are pretty fancy stuff, made out of gold, pure gold. Quan Kung is the most valuable.
Ah, I see. You rush the parade, grab that gold idol, and then
have the law on our trail in 5 minutes. Now, the way I've got it figured is to get the Goddess of Mercy before she joins the parade.
Well, how?
There's an old goat who takes care of it. He lives on DuPont Street. His name is Taishar Shung.
You mean...
I ain't got it all worked out yet. But the minute Mac comes ashore, we'll move. In the forecastle of a clipper ship approaching the Golden Gate, a sleepless sailor tossed in his narrow bunk.
Hey, what's wrong with you up there? Settle down and go to sleep.
That you, Mac?
Who else do you think would be in the bunk below here? Queen of Sheba?
I can't sleep. The noise keeps me awake.
Yeah, you're dead. What noise?
I don't know what it is. But all you have to do is keep quiet for a second and you'll hear it. Listen. Hear it?
Sure, I hear it. You mean to say that's what's keeping you awake?
Why?
You dumb swab. That's nothing but rats. Common bilge rats.
I've been sailing for 2 years, and I never heard rats make that much noise before.
Listen, kid, I've been sailing the seven seas for over 20 years. Rats running through the bulkheads is a real sailor's lullaby. You'll learn to love it.
I don't think I'll ever...
No, what's wrong?
I don't know. Something bit me. It must have been a mosquito.
Mosquito? You're finding mosquitoes on the Pacific Ocean. That's a flea. Kid, you've got a lot to learn. Hey, ever been in Frisco before?
No.
When we dock tomorrow, I'll show you around. A friend of mine owns a cafe down on Barbary Coast. It's called the Little Casino. We'll drop in there first and have a drink.
For him, the library of Arnold Gearson's home on Knob Hill, the Lone Ranger was bidding the banker goodbye.
When are you leaving tonight?
Oh, not until the day after tomorrow. Tonto and I have a social obligation to fulfill before we leave San Francisco.
Social obligation? I thought you shied away from that type of thing.
Well, ordinarily I do. But Kai Shaw Shong has invited us to attend the Feast of the Lanterns in Chinatown tomorrow night.
Kai Shaw Shong, who's he?
One of the finest men I've ever known.
Well, that's so. I don't know much about the Chinese here in the city. Never cared much for foreigners.
Kai Shaw Shong isn't a foreigner. He's an honest, upright, law-abiding Chinese-American. A naturalized citizen. Just as American as we are.
Well, maybe so. Personally, I agree with Rudyard Kipling. You know, east is east and west is west.
You ought to meet Kai Shaw Shong. His philosophy is better than Mr. Kipling's poetry.
Well, if there's nothing more... I just remembered something. A friend of mine, a doctor who just moved here from the east, will be here any minute. I'll consider it a great favor if you wait and meet him. Will you?
Very well.
His name is Thatcher. George Thatcher. I think you two have a lot in common.
Is that so?
He feels the same way about germs, disease germs, as you do about crooks. He can't rest till he's run them down.
I'd be glad to meet Dr. Thatcher.
Flood tide late the following afternoon, several schooners, brigantines, and clipper ships rowed to the Golden Gate. And a short time later, they were tied up at the long pier that jutted out into San Francisco Bay. Sailors, eager for the strange feel of dry land beneath their feet, swarmed down a dozen gangplanks.
Come on, kids. Fling that duffel bag across your shoulder and let's go.
I don't feel very good. I can't seem to tie this thing so it'll stay.
Yeah, let me see it. Huh. No wonder you can't tie up your duffel. You're using a granny knot. Who ever heard of a sailor using a granny on a duffel bag? You need a Turk's head. Give me that line.
Now watch this.
There, all tight and shipshape. There ain't nobody this side of the China Sea that can tie a Turk's head like I can.
Yeah.
What's the matter, kid? You're trying to pale around the scupper.
I told you I didn't feel good.
All you'll need is a drink. Come on, we're heading for the little casino.
Mac.
Look. Look at what?
That hawser line. Maybe it's because it's getting dark, but it looks to me like that hawser's moving. See?
See, you do need a drink. That hawser ain't moving. It's just a few of them bilge rats climbing down. They want to get ashore, too. Come on.
That's the way the enemy's army landed. There was no thundering salvo of offshore cannon, no blazing muskets, no flying lead, only the deathly scurrying sound of thousands of dirty claws and disease-infested bodies. The invasion had begun.
Barkeep, we want a drink.
Stop yelling. I can't...
Mac Parker. So you know my name. Did that stop you from serving a drink?
Oh. Oh, but the boss told me to look out for you. He wants to see you.
Yeah? Who's the boss?
Buck Craddock.
Craddock, eh? All right.
Mac, I don't think I want a drink.
Sure you do. Just the thing that... Hey, kid. What's the matter? What are you staggering for? You had anything yet?
My head's spinning.
How do you like that? My shipmate just looks at a bottle of liquor.
He's drunk.
I never tested. I was watching him. He ain't drunk. He's sick.
Well, I can't get a doctor to come down here to the coast. Except maybe that new sawbones has just moved into town.
Who's he?
Fellow named Thatcher.
Send him. Send somebody for him. Help me carry the kid back into Mark's office.
What I mean, Mac? None of the law here in town knows you. It's an easy job anyway. Fix yourself up in some kind of a fancy rig and go to this Tai Sha Shung's house up on DuPont Street.
How much gold is there in the sheet of idol?
I've seen it, and I'll give you out that it's worth at least $10,000.
Yeah?
How will I carry this?
Yeah, it's not very big. You could pack it in your duffel bag.
All right, I'll get
right in here, Doc. What is the piece of fat in? Laying on the bench over there.
Oh, hi, Doc. You better run along, Mac, and get back here as soon as you can.
Yeah. Let me know what the sawbone says about the kid.
How does he look, Doc? I guess like most sailors, he couldn't stand dry land.
He'll be loose in his cover. With a few good lands in his neck.
Think I ought to mix him a good stiff drink, Doc?
This boy's a sailor. How long has he been in town?
About an hour, I guess. What's the difference?
Quite a bit. He'll be dead instead of 30 minutes.
Dead? Now, what's wrong?
The worst thing that could happen to him and to San Francisco.
I don't understand.
It's plague. Bubonic plague.
Everything is in readiness, my fellow. I have arrayed the goddess Quancur in all her celestial splendor.
She is most auspicious and inspiring.
Now we'll await the bearers who will carry her in procession.
I had hoped the man with the mask and his Indian friend would be here before this time.
They will arrive. Never fear. Perhaps that is...
I will open the door. Oh, yes, it is.
All right, China girl. Put up your hands and don't squawk.
What is the meaning of this?
Yes, the gun, Father.
You too, you old goat. Reach.
I shall not allow armed robbers.
Yeah, maybe you'll allow this. Show your jaw, you'll get the same thing. Now, where's that Chinese idol I've heard so much about?
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Unaware of what had happened to their friends, the Lone Ranger and Tonto reined up their horses in the deep shadows back of Tashar Shung's home.
Evidently, the parade has already started, Tonto. Steady, big fella. We'll leave the horses here.
Why Chinese people do this, huh?
One of their important holidays, the Feast of the Lanterns. We're honored by being invited. Come on, we'll knock at the side door of Tashar Shung's house. Shung!
Maybe then go watch parade on Main Street.
No. Tashar Shung would wait for us, and I don't like this, Tonto. Let's look in the next room.
Listen. You hear?
Make a light, Tonto. Quick.
No. Oh. Need a fine man. Here. Here. We see now.
Tashar Shung and his daughter, both bound and gagged. I'll help Mopo Loy. You untie her, Father Tonto.
No.
Oh, thank heaven. I shall be forever grateful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Age will stand all things. But me, my child.
I am of no importance. The guy at Quancun, she's been stolen.
What happened?
We had prepared a celestial image of the goddess. It was to be carried in a ceremonial procession.
A few moments ago, an armed man entered the front door. He struck my father, then me. After he had bound and gagged him, he stole the image of Quancun. He fled.
Who was this man? What did he look like?
He was a man. I thought at first it was you.
And this image he stole?
The likeness of Quancun was fashioned in pure gold. Pearls and precious stones were part of her headdress.
Evidently, the robbery was well planned. And if you didn't recognize the man, there's no way for us to... But wait a minute. Tonto.
Uh-huh.
Look at the rope that was used to bind Tashar Shul. Is it knotted in the same way this one is?
That plenty strange. We never see knot like this before.
Neither have I. I know one thing.
What do you mean?
These are seamen's knots. Only a sailor could tie them. That narrows the field considerably.
But there are thousands of seamen in San Francisco.
Our job is to find just one of them, the guilty one. Come on, Toto.
Feeling heaven and the God of Quan Kun will bless you for...
Boy, Faloy.
He's fainted. The excitement has been too much for her.
I will call a physician at once.
Good. Well, my friend and I will return later. Come on, Toto.
My gratitude is boundless. And may heaven guide your search.
Are you?
Mac. I got it, boss. Got it right here in my duffel bag.
Yeah.
The kid, how is he?
He's dead. Well, I'll be dead, because you brought it in here. The doc says there's no telling how far it'll spread.
Wait.
You better...
What are you gabbing about?
The plague. Black plague. Here's you quick. You can't see it. Get out of here. If you don't leave, so help me, I'll blow your head off.
Plague. Maybe I've got it, too. It'd
be kind of
funny.
Well, where do I go? I got no money.
I don't care where you go. Every man for himself now.
All right, but I'm taking this gadget along with me.
You can have it.
Maybe I'll hunt up that trombone. What's his name?
Patrick. Doc Patrick. It won't do you any good.
Maybe both of us are wrong, Bart. We reached for a Chinese idol. We've got the plague instead.
With the lightning swiftness of an unseen forest fire, the invading army of rats moved through Barbary Coast and Chinatown. In its wake came death, desolation, and a single word that brought fear to every human heart. Plague.
Doctor, where is she?
Yes, be quiet, and just pass. She'll be covered.
Thank heaven. The gods have heard my prayer.
Much good news, Doctor. I wish it were true in every other case in Chinatown.
Yes, so do I. I'm afraid we're losing more times than we win.
What else can be done? Is there any way Tuttle and I can help?
I don't know how. I'm sure you could do it if there was a way. Ronald Gerson has told me many instances of your courage and bravery. Unfortunately, this enemy can't be seen. The most we ever come to him is through sound.
Sound? What do you mean, Doctor?
I'll show you. This house is no different than 100 others in Chinatown and Barbary Coast. During the past 10 days, they've all become infested and overrun with rats. Listen when I pound on this wall.
Here? In my home?
They're everywhere. And wherever there's a rat, there are fleas. That's the beginning of bubonic plague.
Where did they come from?
I don't know.
Probably from the waterfront and recently docked ships.
And they won't stop here. They're moving to all parts of the city,
of course.
It's bad enough for our little settlement to suffer this scourge. If it could only be stopped so that other innocent people would not...
Or will money help? Arnold Gerson will do everything possible.
Money would bring more doctors, but they couldn't get here from the east in time to stop the epidemic. No gold can't fight the plague. The man walked into my office just 3 days ago and offered me a whole bag of it to save his life. He was dead within an hour.
Do you still have the gold?
I really don't know. It's in a canvas sack that's tied so securely I haven't been able to open it. I can't untie the odd-looking knots.
Well, that shouldn't be hard unless it... Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Look. There's a short piece of rope that I cut from some used by a thief to tie up Tashar Shul almost 2 weeks ago. Are they not from the canvas sack like these?
Well, yes, they're exactly like that. How did you know?
The contents of that canvas bag belongs to Tashar Shul, the ceremonial image made of pure gold.
What? Do you mean the goddess Quan Kun?
I'm sure of it. Hunter and I have searched all over the coast for a man who could tie a knot like this. We never found him. Evidently you did, Dr. Thatcher.
That's a strange coincidence.
If the likeness of Quan Kun has been found, I am sure it is a good omen. I must tell
Moy. I wish his good omen that the rats were going to die.
That's the only thing they'll say to me. And I guess it's too much of a bomb.
Maybe not, Doctor.
What do you mean?
Something I just thought of. A plan that may or may not work. I'll need Arnold Gerson's help. I'll send Toto with a message tonight.
Toto.
Well, I didn't expect to see you.
Let me bring an important note from Lone Ranger. You read it.
Of course, let me see it. All right, Toto. You tell the Lone Ranger, I'll try to do what he suggests. I'll go to the city council. I may not be successful, but I'll try.
Me tell him.
I asked the city council, Tonto, but they wouldn't listen to me. They refused to grant the Lone Ranger permission to help in this emergency.
A Lone Ranger say, if you get answer like that, me ask other question.
What is it?
Me need 300 cans of blasting powder. You have them in the warehouse now, waiting for shipment to mine.
300 cans of blasting powder? What in the world does he want that?
Lone Ranger say Mr. Gerson him plenty smart. Him think, then him know.
Yes, I think I understand. But the scheme's fantastic. It can't possibly.
Where we get blasting powder?
In my large warehouse near the waterfront. I'll tell the watchman to let you in.
Me go now. Tomorrow night, about 10 o'clock, you meet Chinese man, Tai Sha Chong, at the Chinatown.
Does the Lone Ranger want me to do that, too? All right. I'll be there.
The following day, under the direction of the wise and worthy Tai Sha Chong, hundreds of families were removed from a large central section of Chinatown. And curious people noticed that many Chinese workmen, led by an American Indian, carried countless metal cans into the evacuated area. That evening, a few minutes before 10 o'clock, three men and a young girl met by appointment at the edge of town.
You think it wouldn't be
easy? I don't know, Thatcher. It's a dangerous job. Mighty dangerous.
How is he going to do it?
Well, I don't know exactly. But I think Tonto has planted the cans of blasting powder in concentric circles and buried it underground. All throughout the area.
How could it be invented?
Well, that's the catch. With no long fuses, all I can do is start in the center and light each successive blast as they come out.
They can't move fast enough to escape being killed.
Well, maybe they can on horseback.
It is my humble opinion that anything the masked one attempts, he accomplishes.
I hope so.
He will do it. I know he will.
Thanks, Ashung. This is as good a time as any for me to offer an apology.
Apology for what, my friend?
The Lone Ranger told me I ought to meet you, and as usual, he was right. You and your people are willing to sacrifice your homes and your property to stop the progress of a horrible disease. And, incidentally, to save the rest of the city.
It is written that any sacrifice for the sake of humanity is a duty to oneself.
But all I can say is, I'm proud to be a part of the same America you've chosen to be your adopted home.
It is my humble privilege to call you friend.
And if the Lone Ranger's idea works, I'll rebuild every home that's destroyed.
Gratitude of my people shall be yours forever.
Almost 10 o'clock.
Oh, I hope it...
There he goes. At the first one. It's all over. Come on, let's get down there. I'll bet it scared most of the people in town out of their senses.
Better to be frightened than ill with this deadly disease.
It's worth 10 shillings, eh? Look, there isn't a house burning through the 10 square blocks. You're going to have a lot of explaining to the city council, Mr. Gerson.
Your report on the plague will be the best explanation.
What are you? All that's left of our home.
You will build another, my child.
That's right. Just one wall. But listen. The rats are no longer there. They're gone. They're dead.
And so is the threat of bubonic plague. Thanks to the Lone Ranger.
Oh, story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.